Hi, I'm Ben Holtzman.
Hi, I'm Jason Candler.
And we are giving our first radio lecture on the sounds of earthquakes. This is an AM radio lecture.
Indeed it is.
For Moles Not Molars, a thing run by Emily and Justin.
Nice people.
Nice people. Yes. Moles, not molars.
Today we're going to give you...
Three units of information.
Today we're going to give you a taste of the sounds of seismology, a fascinating study that Ben and I have gotten into over the past, how many years now? Three years now?
3 years.
Where we stumbled on the idea to listen to the sound of earthquakes in surround.
It's going to be transferred to modulated amplitudes.
Unit... What is an earthquake?
So the first thing that we're going to play for you here is what most people consider to be, or most what most people relate the sound of an earthquake. And we'll play you this recording from 1976. Tell them a little more about it, Ben.
So this was recorded in Friuli in Italy. Italy has a lot of earthquakes, probably the most in Europe. And there's a professor from Berkeley who used to collect as many field recordings of earthquakes as he could find. His name was Carl Steinbrugel. And this is one we particularly like.
Recording number 16, the next, is of the May 6, 1976, Friuli, Italy earthquake.
So you can get a sense for how terrifying the event was. We kind of stepped back from the human aspect of this. So in that recording, you can hear two things about the waves. The first is something we recognize, which is Pink Floyd on the record player. And then a second or so into the recording, you can hear the needle on the record player start to jump. And those are the first waves that are arriving, the very small... very fast waves that are the first signals that arrive from the earthquake. And then they'll be followed by a loud rumbling, a very low rumbling. So the first waves that arrive, we can't really hear. A lot of the sound that we're hearing in the second part are the shaking of buildings. So we're just going to play the beginning again. Here. So that time interval between when the needle starts bouncing and you hear the rumble is something that seismologists use to understand, to know really how far away the earthquake was. All the rest of the sounds that we're going to listen to are recorded by seismometers, so they're not actually recorded as sound. They're recorded as waves at much, much lower frequencies than anything we could ever hear. And seismometers are basically like microphones, but for very low frequencies. And then we shift them way up in frequencies in a computer and into our audible range. That's the end of Unit 1.
Unit 2.
Waves
near the source. An earthquake.
Waves near the source. An earthquake in Japan.
These sounds, these are not things you would ever hear. These were recorded by what are called accelerometers, which are kind of like low-fi microphones, in that they can record really large waves that would saturate the hi-fi seismometers. This earthquake occurred last summer in July 2007. It was a magnitude 6.6, so this occurred in the on the northwest side of Japan, across the island of Honshu from Tokyo. The waves that we're going to listen to propagated from the northwest to the southeast. So we took a line of accelerometers across Japan. You can see the array of these things on our website. And we're going to listen to five stations mixed down to two channels and at increasing frequencies. So they're going to be shifted up, but the first one will be shifted up only so high, and the second and the third will be shifted up higher and higher. So this is sampled at 2 kilohertz.
2 kilohertz.
And this was sampled at 4 kilohertz.
4 kilohertz.
And this one is sampled at 16 kilohertz.
16 kilohertz.
So all those crackling sounds you hear are the little aftershocks. So this was about 3 hours of data. The playback time depends on the sampling frequency, so the ones that are sampled at higher rates play back faster. Now, this is five different accelerometers across the island of Japan, and we're going to listen to them one at a time in sequence. So the first station, you'll hear the waves are high-pitched and short, and with each station they get lower in frequency and longer in duration.
16 kilohertz and moving.
Okay, I want to just play one more real quick one from Japan. This is stations that were about halfway across the island, and for some reason, we don't know why, but they picked up these amazing sounds. You'll hear, if you listen really closely, stick your ear right up to your radio speaker, and you can hear an echo of the first pulse. You hear it three times after the main shock. So there are two different accelerometers. The first one we just listened to was on the surface. This one was buried 3 feet underground. So you can probably hear the difference between those two. I'll play just the beginnings really quick. So just that little bit is the noise attenuated being buried 3 feet underground. That is the end of Unit 2. Unit 3.
Unit 3. Earthquakes in Sumatra. Demonstration of magnitude with sound.
We're going to demonstrate the meaning of the magnitude of an earthquake with sound. If you think back to Unit 1, you first heard the needle get knocked off. Then the surface waves arise, so they're the big ones. And they are moving around the Earth. Think back to what we heard in Japan. Now we're much, much, much farther away from the source. So we're going to go to three different earthquakes that all happened very nearby one another in Sumatra. The last of which will be the one that produced the tsunami in 2004. That is the largest earthquake probably, hopefully, we will experience in our lifetimes. We're going to listen to a magnitude of 5, 7, and 9. What you'll hear is that the rumbling of the 7 lasts longer than the rumbling of the 5. But neither of these waves are going to make it all the way around the globe.
Magnitude 5. Magnitude 7.
magnitude 9.
We just listened to 24 hours of data after the magnitude 9 earthquake in about 30 seconds. You can hear about 5 distinct pulsing sounds, and each of those pulsing sounds is caused by the waves focusing on one side of the earth or the other. Let's listen again and imagine these waves traveling around the globe 5 times in 24 hours. And that is the end of Unit 3. I'm Ben Holtzman.
And I'm Jason Candler.
And we would like to thank Emily and Justin from Moles Not Molars.
Thanks.
For more information, Google Sounds of Seismology. This evolving website chronicles our adventures in using sound to illustrate, explore, and reveal the structure and dynamics of the Earth.
You're listening to the Sounds of Seismology. The contents of this sound program is copyrighted by Ben Holtzman and Jason Candler, 2006 to the present, except for contents created by others, as referred to.
Thanks.